Talib was full. Hiraman and Shane Ray were limited, along with Emmanuel Sanders. He was limited. We had two DMPs. Gotz is with his ankle, and Pecco had a vet day. Questions?
Doss, what happened there?
We're trying to get better as a football team. Simply it.
Can you fill the spot before the game,
man? Probably not. Probably not.
So for next week, figure out what you're doing.
Probably, yeah.
Would it be
we have time.
Defensive back, or?
Not sure.
Okay.
You talked about playing a clean game. Has that been amplified, too, on the road? When you have had issues that when you don't play clean, it really gets amplified on the road in division?
It does, but, you know, our concern now, it's about the Broncos, you know. It doesn't matter where we play, home or away. You know, we want to play a clean game, meaning even to plus in turnovers. That's what I mean when I say that.
What's your concern level with Gotz for being able to be available on Sunday?
He's sore, but he's getting better day to day, so we'll see.
Raiders, seemed like a couple players had some pushback about Ken Norton getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, you know, type of people you had to talk to regarding with McCoy?
None.
Vince, what do you do? Do you figure Pagano will do roughly the same what Ken was doing, or
it won't be called the same, but the overall system won't change. I mean, it's been 10 weeks, and he's obviously been involved with the defense, you know, since OTAs, you know. So his influence, you know, I mean, we've seen that. So how he calls it, I'm not sure, but the overall system won't change.
BJ, it's Thanksgiving, so
yes.
What are you thankful for?
That's easy. You know, my family, and that's first off, my wife and my two kids, and this job. It's a great job, this city to live in. So a lot of things.
No turnovers.
Boy, I would be really thankful for that, right? So we'll see.
Beyond quarterback, do we expect to see young guys continue to get maybe more reps as we move forward? Or is that
whatever helps us win on Sunday, we'll do. But, you know, right now we're not trying to get young guys reps on purpose. If they can help us win, absolutely, we'll play those guys. Like Mount last week, and Joseph Jones, and Austin Traylor, right? I mean, those kids played well last week, so that was fun to see.
Crabtree, I believe, that will be playing this time, wasn't in week four when we played him. How does that change how you block him? What does he bring that makes him challenging?
Well, he brings another receiver that can hurt us, you know, so we have to have a plan to defend both receivers and a tight end. I mean, this trio of receivers, meaning Cooper and Crabtree and 87, the tight end, it's a tough group, you know. So it takes more game planning when you have three guys versus only having two.
Why has Cook done it so well the last few games?
I tell you what, you know, watching him over the years, I mean, he's been a guy who's always had great long speed and had great receiving skills. Watching him in Green Bay last year, he had a great year. So I'm not surprised that he is playing so well in the last month. He's got a great skill set. He's long and tall and with speed. And, you know, so I'm not surprised he's playing well.
Vince, how you tried to figure out how can you give up so few yards and had so many touchdown passes against you? Where does that happen?
Well, I think it happens. You know, like last week, it was really three third downs, you know, and we're trying to apply pressure. We're trying to keep them out of field goal range a lot of times when it's in a high red zone. So we're playing cover one. It's a matter of winning more one-on-one battles. You know, that's what it comes down to. You know, we've been in games where we've been trailing, and every point matters. So we've been aggressive on defense, and that comes down to winning one-on-ones, rushers and cover guys.
So offenses have made you sort of pay for that?
Well, I would say this. You know, I mean, we're trying to play stout defense, you know, so they've taken some shots vertically that we have to play better, you know, in those spots.
That's kind of an odd combination to be so few yards surrendered.
Absolutely. But, you know, touchdown passes come, you know, from being in the high red zone and giving up a 20-yard play or giving up a 3-yard play. Last week it was a 1-yard touchdown. So, I mean, you can say touchdown passes, but there have been a lot of short ones, you know, in the red zone also.
Bill Musgrave said yesterday the only way to truly learn and evaluate a quarterback is by having him play in games. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. I mean, practice is a controlled environment, you know. So for a young guy to get better at playing quarterback, he has to play in real games, you know, where things are not controlled for him. And he has to make his reads, and he has to overcome adversity, all those things. I mean, that comes from playing in football games. I agree.
Thank you.
Can a guy show you he's ready for that challenge in practice?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You know, my experience would tell you no, you know, because you never know how the game's going to look. And that's every young guy playing, from a defensive back to an offensive tackle to a quarterback. You don't know until the live bullets, you know, start to occur, you know, and how they handle adversity, how they bounce back, you know, what their football IQ is like on game day. You won't know until they play.
He seemed real pleased the idea that you told him to kind of color outside the lines if you need to.
Yeah.
Don't be so restrictive. Is that kind of part of some of the athleticism of playing out?
Absolutely. You know, you don't want Paxton to drop back and go through his progression and kind of just hold the ball and kind of sit there. I mean, he has legs, so take off and run. So don't become a stiff pocket passer when you're not that guy. You know, if you got legs, use them, man. So I'm looking forward to watching him on third downs. If it's not there, just take off and run and see what happens.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.